August 15th, losing it. Have you ever gotten so accustomed to something that you began to appreciate it less? Could be your job, home, family, maybe personal and religious liberties. Whatever the blessing, you enjoy it each and every day while having less and less concern for it. This is what happens when we take something for granted. We forget that the good things in this life are gifts. So how do we respond when we nearly lose these gifts? Mike had many scares in his life, but when he acknowledged God's message in the fear, his life began to change. He's here to share with us his true story on this Unshackled Daily Devotional.
I didn't have much to offer Lainey when we got married at the end of 1972. I had just been drafted after flunking out of college, but she took a chance on me. It didn't take long for my drinking and pot smoking to cause problems, and she left me for a few days, long enough to make me wonder about my purpose in life. But she came back, and I carried on as before. When I got orders to go to Korea, I bargained with God to change my orders. Then when he answered my prayer, I dismissed it as coincidence. I wonder how many marriages are like ours was for many years. We stayed together because we didn't know what else to do, always hoping things would be different. Lainey left me again, and this time I was the one who went back to her. Each of us thought the other was wrong and needed to change, but neither knew how. And then she did change. Jesus came into her heart, and she started going to church and reading the Bible. She took me to see an evangelistic movie about the end times that really scared me. Our marriage got worse, and we were ready to separate again when I cried out to God and asked him to save me. Peace flooded my heart like a tidal wave as God made me a new creature in Christ. Jesus set me free of profanity, alcohol, and drugs, and our marriage became a reflection of his love. And no one deserved new life less than I, but that's God's grace.
Judges chapter 10 describes Israel's rebellion. They had taken God and his gifts for granted, that is, until their enemies came against them. The surrounding nations attacked. Verse 9 says, "So that Israel was sore distressed, and the children of Israel cried unto the Lord, saying, We have sinned against thee." Friend, God had to remind the people of Israel that he's the one who provides our freedom and prosperity. When he removed his blessing, the Israelites became aware of their ungrateful hearts and turned in worship and appreciation to him. They allowed the potential loss to correct their thinking. So what about you? Is God showing you something you've been taking for granted? And if so, will you humbly surrender in repentance to him? Why not consider this truth today? Unshackled, the longest-running audio drama in history, airs on over 3,000 radio stations worldwide. Real people, real-life stories, stirring dramatic accounts of hopelessness and the hope that changes everything. This award-winning program grips the heart with compelling and relevant stories of transformed lives. Without Jesus Christ, we are all shackled by sin, by our wrong choices, disobedience, and selfish motives. But God is at work, and the power of Christ sets us free of our bondage. We are unshackled. Unshackled Daily Devotionals are a daily reminder of God's presence in your life. Produced in Chicago by Unshackled of Pacific Garden Mission. Listen to a new devotional every day. And don't forget to tell your friends about Unshackled Daily Devotionals.